I can bring home the bacon fried up in a pan and never let you forget who I am, 'cause I'm a woman. W-O-M-A-N. I'll say it again. 'Cause I'm a woman. W-O-M-A-N. Welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Happy Monday, everybody. I hope that everyone had a really enjoyable weekend. My mom heart was really warmed this entire weekend. It was the closing weekend for You Don't Know How It Feels that I directed for Dark Knight Productions, written by Kelly Blessing. And of course, anytime I direct, and especially with some of the young people that we had in the cast, that gives me that mompreneur feeling. My nephew and first love of my life, Mike Byrne, came down from Boston with his girlfriend, Ivy, and they're incredibly special people to me. And I was able to bring them and my niece Megan to the show on Saturday night. And then Megan and I also did Kairos Cafe with the Family Repertory Company on Sunday. Got to see some really great people, and it was a really wonderful time. Dory came to the show Saturday as well, so that was really great for me. Finally, I also, over the weekend, interviewed the musical guests that we're going to share today on the Music Monday for Word of Mom Radio Network. As you will see as we speak, this is my niece Megan's favorite band, The Flukes, and I'm really excited to share their music with you. Here is our feature with The Flukes.
Hello, everybody. I am so excited to have this week's Music Monday guest here on the Word of Mom Radio Network. Before I get into my formal introduction of them, I just have to say that The Flukes are a band that I would know nothing about if it wasn't for my amazing 16-year-old niece, Megan, who you've all heard me talk about before. And we saw them opening for Work in Progress, which was one of the Stranger Things boys band, and she just took it upon herself to friend them on social media and invite them to also come play at her birthday party, which they graciously and amazingly did. So aside from actually really loving their music, I think they're great people, and I'm really excited to share them with you today. The Flukes are an original funk rock band originating at the Jersey Shore. The three Trilli brothers, Anthony on guitar, Joe on drums, and Michael on bass, along with their friend and lead singer Kyle Misery, make up the band. These naturally talented musicians are self-taught, and their chemistry is captivating. Their musical style is influenced by the Red Hot Chili Peppers. I was first captivated by the precision of their covers. Their originals, however, are very original, filled with crisp, clean guitar riffs, quick, heavy-handed drum fills, and mind-blowing bass lines that start at one end of the neck and finish at the other. The Flukes recently recorded their debut EP titled From the Depths, and the first single off that EP is titled What a Ride. It's been released and is receiving rave reviews and getting a lot of spins. And we will have information on how you can access that and hear that. You really need to hear it. I heard it live, and it's amazing. The release of the rest of the EP is highly anticipated, and they have many more originals towards a second EP that they will record soon. Since the band formed, nothing but great things have been happening. They continue to write, play out, and record, and eventually all of their hard work will pay off. Hi, boys. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
How you doing?
Hi. Great. Can you each introduce yourselves, please?
I'm Anthony, and I'm the guitarist.
I'm Joe Trilli. I'm the drummer for the Flukes.
I'm Mike Trilli, and I'm the bassist.
And not with our lead singer, Kyle Misery. But we can't not have him be mentioned.
Exactly. And Kyle is also great. And their mom, Grace, is their manager, and she's really amazing. And there she is. She's saying hello, too. That's excellent. We had to talk her into being on here because most mompreneurs, she wanted to just stay in the background and be the power behind the men, but we convinced her to put her voice on here, too, because she's a big part of the success and what they're doing.
If it was without her support, we wouldn't be where we are today. So.
Exactly. It's really wonderful to have that be recognized, right, Grace?
Yes, I appreciate it.
And so it also goes out to our dad there.
tell me a little bit about how the Floops came to be, who you are today. What made you decide to form a band?
All right, if you want to start this off, because you kind of started it all. All
right, so Kyle and I in high school, we would play music together, and I played music. He would show me how to play some notes on the guitar, some little songs here and there. And when he ended up going to college, I didn't want that to end, so I started teaching myself how to play the guitar by watching YouTube videos and learning different covers of different songs that I liked, which would range from Nirvana to the Foo Fighters, Led Zeppelin, Chili Peppers. And I just kept playing, and Joe and Mike thought that was cool that I was playing an instrument, and they also wanted to hop on. And Joe?
It actually started every night. Aunt would just be playing the guitar. I'd be sitting on the couch trying to watch TV, and I'd be like, "Oh God, here goes Aunt." Back and play the guitar. But then I don't know. I started to enjoy it, and I got really into it. And I bought a drum set, and Mike bought a bass, and we just kind of started learning our instruments. We just self-taught ourselves and watched YouTube videos, and just really started from the bottom. Worked our way up to learning how to play covers, and eventually writing our own originals.
Yeah, and I was really amazed. I guess my sister had just had a conversation with your mom at the last concert, learning about how you guys just started teaching yourselves, and not even that long ago. Because the first time we saw you guys, and you guys when you see pictures of them that we're going to put up with the show, I mean, they're just these adorable. But you know, Mike, the younger brother, we actually thought he was even younger than he was. You know, he's kind of on the small side, and I literally had just said to my sister, like, "What did he start playing when he was 3?" Like, because they're really incredible musicians, and I was shocked to learn that you guys taught yourself and that it hasn't even been that long. So very impressive, and obviously you were really motivated to make this band work. You do a lot of Chili Peppers covers, and what kind of brought you in that direction? I mean, obviously that's not the music that you grew up listening to, so what brought you to Chili Peppers?
So my dad always used to show me, like, these cool songs on the radio, like when we were driving somewhere, whether it be to school or to a sporting event, and, you know, he showed me Led Zeppelin. He would show me Nirvana, like all these cool bands from, you know, not our time.
Right.
And that music, the genre, like, attracted me to it. And I just wanted to, like, that's the music I'm into. And that, like, you know. So when learning these covers and learning which bands I would learn their songs, I did Led Zeppelin or Nirvana or something like that. But the Red Hot Chili Peppers music, like, really spoke to me the most, and it's the type of music that I really enjoyed playing the most, that whole funk rock genre.
Yeah.
So I just narrowed it down, and that's the music that most speaks to me.
Great. Yeah, so it's really exciting, and we've always been like that, too. And, I mean, it's interesting that, you know, my niece gravitated towards your guys because they also grew up always listening to older music, and we grew up, like, I was the only kid my age who actually knew, like, the Beatles and all the 50s and 60s music, because I grew up even listening to that stuff. And then, you know, my time was, like, 80s and going into the 90s with the Chili Peppers, too. So that's why we definitely can get down when we're watching, so, which is fun. And you guys have just this amazing energy. In fact, I was really proud of myself at the party that I kept up with you guys, and I was still bopping around by the end of the night. I don't jump up and down as much as you guys do, but I was really proud that I could still jump up and down when you played Give It Away Now, because that's, of course, the one where you have to be able to jump around.
Oh,
on.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But we were pretty tired at that point.
I bet, yeah. Me too. but you have this great energy, and you wear these crazy outfits. Tell me a little bit about the outfits. Where do they come from, and what made you start doing that?
I feel like we were really inspired by, like, not just, like, the music of the Red Hot Chili Peppers, but, like, the band members themselves. So, like, we really look into them, and we watched, like, their early shows when they were young, and they wear these crazy things, and we were like, wow, we want to put on more than just, like, entertaining music. We want to put on, like, a full show, you know what I mean? Like, outfits and everything. So
I mean, we would just go to our grandma because our grandma loves making stuff. Like, she was just always into that. And we would give her ideas and stuff. And she would go to, I don't even know what store, like, whatever they're at here.
Whatever fabric stores there are.
She'd buy fabric, and she would put stuff together. And, yeah, she would make it all handmade, and that's what we wear. And we just like all the feedback we get from it, and we like that people also enjoy it as much as we do.
Yeah, no, it's really great. And I figured those pants had to be handmade. I mean, they don't just sell those at the store, you know. You can't go down to Target and buy those pants.
But it's cool that it's also, like, you know, with that whole family theme we have going through the band, that, like, mom and dad are a part of it. Grandma's now our costume designer. So.
Yeah, I mean, that is really incredible. I mean, I love that. That is such a great story, and it's, you know, it's really encouraging to us, and it's why, you know, again, to put out to the moms that are our audience, like, this is why it's so important to support your children in their dreams, because, you know, here it is, this family is, like, living this life, and I have to say, you know, that both when every time I've seen them play, the parents have been there, and they're a part of it, and, you know, you guys are at an age, like, Mike, you still might not have a choice all the time, but, you know, Joe and Anthony, you don't have to be spending so much time with your parents, but you're doing it because you're all doing stuff together that you want to do, you know?
And, yeah, we're very family-oriented here, you know? Everything we do is together.
That's excellent. And, I mean, a lot of kids your age are not spending time with their parents, you know? And not only are you spending time with them, but, like, you're out doing your thing, you know? It's great. It's really great. And how would you say being brothers affects you guys as a band?
It's good. It's definitely good. It's, like, only good, actually. Because I was going to say, like, it could be annoying, but it's actually not, because, like, we funny, obviously, when we practice, but, like, it's only for the better, because, like, say we weren't, like, brothers or whatever, I wouldn't, like, fight with my friend or something, or, like, argue with them about their guitar part or their bass line or something like that. Like, because we're brothers, I feel like that's what really helps our music get somewhere, because we're allowed to, like, fight with each other and make sure everything's perfect, and because that's what we like to do.
And, like, when he says fight, what he means by is that we could openly speak to one another about the songs and exactly what we want to, like, tell each other. You know, like, we're not going to be timid and shy with them and be like, oh, yeah, that's a good sound we have if they truly don't like it. So we all just are very open with each other and have that ability to critique each other, which then might result into some little fights there and there. Like.
Right. And I guess you know that no matter how much you fight, you're eventually going to have to forgive each other because you're brothers. So it's not like you could just, like, be like, forget this, I'm out of here, because, like, you have to go home.
Yeah, exactly.
Really, your mom would never let you actually, you know, like, break up and stuff.
Oh, yeah, exactly. But, like, even being brothers on stage, like, we always look over to each other and just, like, start smiling. We're having fun, you know, like, because we're brothers. We grew up together, so we all love each other, and it's just really fun.
Well, it's something that I've actually noticed watching you guys. I really love how almost every song there's a moment where Anthony and Michael kind of come together in front, and they're right in front of the drums, and so it's almost like the three of you just form, like, this power triangle of music during the song, and I don't know that everybody would pick up on that, but I kind of noticed that's happening a lot, and I really like it, and the energy between all of you, and it seems like Kyle is almost another brother. I mean, obviously, really good friends, because you could kind of tell, because ladies and gentlemen, again, when you see the pictures, you'll see. I mean, the brothers are clearly brothers, and, you know, Kyle is. But I mean, as far as their energy and the relationship, you can't really tell, you know, the difference. It's they're clearly a really tight knit group, and I think that's a big part of what makes your music so infectious, because, you know, I think if you were just there, kind of like, oh, you know, I'm playing the guitar and I'm playing that, like, that would end up getting kind of boring. And you know, I'm not 16, but I could watch you guys play all night. So that's a good sign, I think.
Yeah, I personally think that's the most important part, like that we're all so close together and stuff. Like, it, to be, like, a really, like, good band, you have to be close with each other, and you have to all be able to speak your minds with each other, or else it's just not going to work out in the end.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm going to take a quick pause just to thank all our wonderful sponsors for today, and then I want to hear some more stories about your EP and your single.
Ooh, we'd love to tell you about it.
Let's take a moment to give a shout-out to our great sponsors, Safety Bags, StadiumBags.com, and Tracy's Healthy Habits, and to share a grieving father's thoughts in support of his kind campaign to raise awareness of the tragedies that bullying can lead to.
Hi, it's Dori DiCarlo, founder of Safety Bags, Inc., a line of clear bags and backpacks there to assist with safety issues in schools, offices, airports, different workplaces, public venues, and sports arenas. Both professional and college sports have now adopted a clear bag policy. Anything larger than the palm of your hand has to be clear. With that in mind, we've launched StadiumBags.com for the dedicated sports fan and more. We've been featured on GMA's Deals and Steals, on AsSeenOnTV.pro with Kevin Harrington, the original shark from Shark Tank, Worldwide Business with Kathy Ireland, InStyle TV, and more. Our clear mini backpack, mini messenger bag, and tote bag in four colors meet the size requirements for both pro and college sports. You can visit us at StadiumBags.com, and you'll see why we're the clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag.
Do you have health goals you can't reach? Tried and failed every plan or gained back what you lost? Every diet works while you follow it, but until you are more mindful of your habits and relationship to nutrition and fitness, you will never maintain a healthy weight. Imagine reaching optimal health, high energy, free and easy breathing, and maybe less time with doctors and medications. I lost 75 pounds 4 years ago and became a certified health coach to pay forward the habits of health. Contact me at tracyshealthyhabits@gmail.com for a free, no-obligation health assessment. We will explore your goals and what optimal health looks like for you. If you are a good fit for our program, my coaching is always free. Become the best you you can be at Tracy's Healthy Habits. That's TRACIS healthyhabits@gmail.com.
Fly high, my angel. These are four words I never thought I'd have to say about my daughter. As the father of three beautiful daughters, I thought everything was perfect. Samantha, Juliana, and Amelia were my life. Depression, caused by relentless bullying, ate at my daughter Juliana. On January 8th of this year, she took her life. Bullying has consequences, and I really don't want any other family to have to go through this. It's an epidemic that has to be rectified. Fly high, my angel Juliana. You're always in my heart.
Join them on Facebook, Juliana Caraturo Kind Campaign. That's JULIANACARATURO-KIND campaign. Thank you.
And I am back with The Flukes, the awesome funk band that we're talking to and sharing today on Music Monday here at Word of Mom Radio Network. And we're unfortunately missing Kyle Misery, their incredible lead singer, but I have got the three Trilly brothers, Anthony, Mike, and Joe, and their fabulous momager, Grace. And so you finished recording your EP From the Depths, but you have not released it yet. You've released the single. And I'm sorry, I had the name of the single in front of me, and I'm old and I forgot it. Go ahead.
I'll help you out here. What a ride.
What a ride. How can I forget? And I've heard the single live, and it's out there on, you guys are on Spotify and Apple Music. And
on everything.
Pretty much everything, right? And so tell me what it was like to record that. How has the experience been of releasing the single? Because you've only very recently released the single, right?
Oh, yeah. This is the second week it's been out, I think, right?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, I think that, because Megan's Party was just a couple of weeks ago, and I think I had reason to believe there was a chance that you had been the very first people to hear it live since it's released. You seem to say it had just been released, I think.
I think at that party, it was the second day of it being out.
I think it was. It might have been.
Wow.
It might have even came out that day.
See that? I'm already a part of history. That's so cool.
There you go.
What's,
first one
been like
fly.
Since it came out.
Yeah, I guess we'll answer the question, but definitely, like, the recording process was awesome for me personally. Like, I thought it was really fun just to get into the studio and really set down all our songs and put it all together really nicely, and it was just very fun. And it was fun being in the studio. We loved the guy we were with. What was his name, Joe?
I don't know the last name. Joe De La Quila.
Yeah, but he was really good. He helped us out a lot, and it was really fun for me.
I mean, now, for, I guess, my experience, it was, like, you know, it matches Joe. It was a great experience, you know. I've never been in a recording studio before. I never dreamed that I would be in a recording studio before. So going in, I was like, oh, man, like, we are making an EP that is going to be out for people to listen to. And I was like,
yeah,
you know, a couple, like, before we even started the band, whenever that was, like, a year and a half ago to 2 years, we were just like, oh, man, like, we're going into a studio, guys. And
excellent.
We got in the studio, and the guy was telling us about all the things we had to do. And this one thing that really caught all of our attention was that people told us that when we went in to the studio, we would need to know how to play to something called a click track or a metronome.
Mm-hmm.
And we were all like, a metronome.
For me personally, like, that's really my job. I'm like, how the heck do I do that?
Yeah, that's the drummer's thing, and we're all just like, what is that? Like, how do we play to that? And it's just this click that keeps the song in time that you all have to play it to so you stay in time. And we were just like,
right.
Well, I mean, I guess if that's the only way that this is going to come out good, then we're going to have to give it a try. And the recording studio guy, Joe, that's his name, he was just like, you know what, let's just give it a try and see if you could do it. And, you know, he was blown away by a band never playing to a metronome and how we were able to keep up with it. And, you know, so that was pretty cool for us that we were like, nice, we're doing this the right way. We're doing everything right, you know. We're not taking the easy way out and rushing
right.
through something. So we put a lot of time and effort into making everything the way it should
yeah,
be. Perfect.
That's how we wanted it.
Well, that's great. And I think the hard work should pay off because, you know, there's lots of people that can get themselves out there through, you know, either somebody they know or some gimmick that they have. But I think what makes people last is what you guys are doing, you know, really taking the time and effort to think about your work and making sure that it's exactly what you want it to be. And
right.
I especially love hearing what you talked about, the communication between all of you, too, because just like you were saying, like, if everybody doesn't speak their mind, I think that's what makes a lot of bands break up, you know, because you're just going along with, you know, whoever may be the strongest personality or whatever. Or, you know, you guys are brothers, right? So, again, I don't know if, you know, the younger brothers, I'm sure, must look up to the older brothers. So maybe, you know, Joe and Mike would just be doing whatever Anthony says. And then all of a sudden one day, you know, Mike turns 18 and he's all like, forget this, man. I'm going to do my stuff. But, if only it was
that way. Mike's actually, like, the little force driver behind everything. He's like, all right, boys, practice time.
Good.
And he's like,
good. I'm
like, Ant, fix your guitar part. Joe, tighten that drum line.
Excellent. So Mike, are these guys toeing the line okay? They're doing it all right?
Yes.
Oh, Mike, you're
good.
Still here. What? I haven't heard from you.
Mike, so
he and your mom both, they're just trying to be the silent power behind.
Mike likes to put his energy towards the stage performances, and other than that, he hibernates until the next show.
Well, that's cool, too. I told Mike briefly at Megan's party that my dad was also a bass player, and so I always tend to kind of focus in on bass myself, like, you know, Paul McCartney's my favorite Beatle, and, you know, obviously Flea, we all love Flea, and, you know, so as much as I'm a singer myself and an actress, and so I understand music, but I've played a little bit of here and there, but I don't consider myself a musician in terms of really understanding music, but, you know, there's certain things that you can just look at, and I feel this way about all of you guys. But again, at his age, to see him playing, I mean, see all that Chili Pepper stuff. I mean, Flea is known as one of the best bassists ever, and it's some crazy stuff that not everybody can play. And for you, Mike, at your age, to be able to do that and with the precision and the power that you do it is really something special. And
thank you.
It's, You're welcome. So, you know, I just want to know what you think is your greatest achievement so far.
Personally, I would say, oh, man, actually, I'm going to have to take a second on that. I got to relax here. I got to think.
Greatest achievement.
There's a few that pop out to me. Like,
you know what I'd love is if he – no, go ahead. I'm sorry. Finish your sentence.
Oh, no. Go ahead. It was going to be a big run-on.
Well, I don't mind a run-on, but I thought maybe what would be cool is achievement, or if each of the three of you, and then maybe even Grace would pop in too, just like there's one moment that stands out to you, like when you were out playing or in the studio or in a rehearsal, or just a moment where you went, wow, this is amazing. And I'd love to hear it on a more personal level as opposed to like, oh, the band. I mean, probably put, you know, getting together the EP and releasing your single is, you know, the most kind of obvious accomplishment in the, you know, the quantifiable way that everybody else would judge
right.
it. But I'd love to hear from each of you a personal moment where you just went, wow, this is amazing.
Okay, I'll go first. So, me personally, we entered this competition called Rock to the Top, which is through the Stone Pony. And when we entered this competition, we were going in up against all these bands that have been around for years. They've been getting, they all were taught by music instructors, and here we are. This band at the time when we entered was about like 6 months of being a band or something. We were like, I mean, what do we got to lose? So we joined this competition, and it's a 3-round competition, and you go up against, I think there was a total of 82 bands or something like that. And all these bands, I checked their social media, they're at like thousands of followers, and here we are. I think we just hit maybe 50. I'm like, oh, great. We're gonna light this up. So round one, we actually took first place out of all 10 bands that played in round one.
Uh-huh.
Round two, we took first place again. So now we're in the final. And we have to, you know, as a band, you have to sell tickets and get people there. So for the finals round, we think we got a crowd of about 352 people to come, something like that. And the wow moment for me was when it was our turn to perform. I got up on stage and looked out, and I was like, there are a lot of people here. This is crazy. I never expected to be playing in front of this many people. I'd never even thought we'd be a band in this competition at this round. So that was like the wow. Like, this is the wow feeling.
Totally cool. Joe, what about you?
Mike, you go first. I had to think about this.
Joe's writing it down in a notebook.
I don't know why I said that. I'm not.
Whoops.
The wow moment for me was...
Don't be laughing at that.
Mike, what was your big wow moment? Go ahead, jump in there.
The wow moment for me was probably the Rise of Cold Wonders. But we
didn't just finish. I can't believe you can't talk.
This is why he doesn't talk. I would say the Rock to the Top finals.
Oh, man,
was the wow
like
moment
the ball
for me
rolling.
Too. Like just looking up on stage and seeing that big crowd that came out to see them and support them.
Mm-hmm.
And I look up there and say, wow, those are my three kids. I can't believe it. You know?
Yeah.
From nothing, from never playing before, never getting a lesson. And just one day for Christmas, they all wanted instruments and they just picked it up and I was shocked.
Yeah,
you know, they were disappointed they didn't get first, but they did place third, which I thought it was incredible for 6 months of a band.
6 months of a band out of 82 bands to start.
Yes,
and making it
I
through
know.
Those first two rounds. And like you said, having all those people, I mean, how incredible. How
I know.
Incredible.
So it was wow.
And I could just imagine. I know for me, too, you know, it's interesting because I now do this radio show and I direct and I also teach theater. And I never intended to do any of those things. Like all I wanted to do is be an actress and a singer. And I fell into all of those things kind of by accident in different ways. And I found that in many ways. There's a big satisfaction from performing, and I would never give it up myself either. But I do. There's a certain satisfaction, Grace, from, you know, when I see my students or I put, you know, that watching someone that you've helped to get to this point and help to,
right.
you know, do this thing that you love. And it, there's something about that that is so overwhelming almost sometimes.
Yeah.
And I can only imagine if you'd actually, you know, given birth to them, it's got to be that much huger.
Yeah.
Now, is this all the kids? Are there any other siblings, or these are the three?
Just these three.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
And Kyle's basically like a brother, so yeah. Might as well. Might as well be a fourth.
Right, exactly. But we haven't left any, like, there's not, like, the totally shy brother or sister that just, like, hides in the corner and we haven't even met them. I kind of figured if there was another, they would at least be traveling with the band, even if they weren't.
Yeah, they'd definitely be in it.
They'd be the sound guy.
Exactly.
He'd be the keyboard. Guitar tech.
Keyboard.
So what is your ultimate goal? Where do you want to get to?
Well, I think we all have the same goal, which is to take this as far as we possibly can and keep growing as a band and evolving and, you know, just reaching a greater audience every time we play and just, like, getting our music out to people all over the place so that everybody has heard of us. So everyone's like, well, you know the Flutes? Yeah. You know, like, just like you would say, you know, Led Zeppelin or something like that. You know, we want to take this as far as we can.
We want to play huge stages, you know, just live the dream, you know, like Red Hot Chili Peppers play huge, obviously, like huge places. We just want to be able to make music that people like and enjoy and come watch us. Like, we want to show our music to people and make people have a good time, make people happy just with our music and with us performing and just meeting new people and just stuff like that.
Have them, like, be able to connect to our music and relate to it and just, you know, want to come see us, and I think we have all that to offer.
Well, you definitely do, and I just want to throw out for those of you, we're gonna hear What a Ride. We're going to close out the show with that, so you're going to get a chance to hear how just incredible these guys are and how really cool and interesting their original music is. But I want to also say, as I said, I've had the privilege of seeing them a couple of times live, not as often as my niece. I can't always go every time she goes. She's, I think, in a, you know, set a world record for number of times seeing the same band. But what I loved even more, I mean, just the fact that you guys came out for her party obviously was amazing, but they really engaged the kids at the party, and like when they were on a break, they encouraged some of the kids to get up and sing, and a few of them did. And actually, my Joe even let my brother-in-law play his drums, which I thought was kind of dangerous, Joe, but I think you and Gene are like best buds now that you did that.
Yeah, we're
too,
really
so.
Close.
But
you're gonna
have
to come
really
up
cool
on stage.
To, hmm?
You're gonna have to come up on stage. I heard you said before that you sing a little.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. You know, it's funny because is it Josie? Josie's mom said something to me because we had been talking, and she said, "I thought you sing too." And I said, "Yeah, but today's about the kids. Like, I didn't want to do it at Megan's party." But oh yeah, you guys can totally get me up anytime you want. I'll do it anytime. Like I said, I
yeah, you have to give it away.
There you go. Give it away now. But I'd have a good. That's the thing though. Like, I'm more of like, you know, I have to say, I always used to have this dream about singing with a rock band, but everyone always told me like I couldn't get rough enough for it. But
really? Well, I guess we'll have to prove them wrong.
Exactly. I'm gonna do it.
And just going back to what you were saying before, it's just like, we enjoy meeting everybody, you know, like coming out and talking to everybody that comes. Like, we always are just like, we want to go and say hi. We want to answer your Instagram messages that you send us or something. We want to come play at your Sweet 16. We want to, you know, we enjoy playing wherever, whenever. We enjoy meeting everybody that comes and supports us and that enjoys our music and likes everything about us. You know what I mean?
We like making an impact, like, on different people's lives, like people that just come listen to us and just, like, want to talk to us. We like talking to them, and if they ever need it, like, they just talk to us just for fun, like, they need something, if they're upset or anything, but, like, just, like, we like being like that, like, being there for our fans just because they come and they're there for us and we need them.
And that's what's great, because we live in a world now sometimes where, and unfortunately it comes out of necessity in some regards, but, you know, where people have, you know, bodyguards and security, and you can't even get anywhere close to them. And it's really, really nice to be able to see people this talented playing music this good that are also still, you know, willing to kind of talk to the fans and get into it with the fans. And you know, maybe I shouldn't out this, but, you know, I know that that Mike and Megan are, you know, Instagramming it, and he sends her funny face pictures and stuff like that. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, that is so cool.
I think they have a Snapchat streak going.
A Snapchat streak, great.
Yeah,
and
I
remember my sister actually, maybe I shouldn't out this either, but she actually said to me one time, she goes, do you think they're really friends, or is that just like how they get people to come and see the band? And I'm like, you know, I think that's a little past getting people to come and see the band. I have a feeling they're actually friends, but it's just,
we're friends here.
Yeah, it's just so cool that, you know, that you would reach out. And I won't lie. I told Megan, I'm like, I never at the age of 16 would have had the guts to ask a band that I saw playing in a club to come play my birthday party. But, like, clearly, not only did you do it, and so it was worth it, but, like, you had a good time, and you were happy to do it.
Oh, yeah, 100%. We're very approachable as a band.
So I'm just going to tell everybody that you can find them on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. They're at Flukes Band. That's FlukesBand, exactly like you would expect it to be spelled. And I happen to have some of your upcoming dates in front of me. So should I go ahead and let people know that, or do you
That's
guys want to let people know that? They will be playing September 29th at West Main Performance Plaza in downtown Freehold, New Jersey. They will be October 14th at Blue Claws Baseball Stadium in Lakewood, New Jersey, and October 20th at Manasquin Inlet Intercoastal Tug Fundraiser. Wow, that's a mouthful, in Manasquin, New Jersey. And they will have an EP release show soon. So are there any others that have come up recently that I don't have, or is that pretty much what's coming up for you guys?
Mom.
November 4th, we're working on House of Independence in Asbury Park for a showcase.
Great.
Yeah, so
we have more stuff coming up. We just always have random things that pop up. So we keep updating on social media and stuff.
Well, as I was going to say, everybody needs to just go and follow them, so you have all the skinny as soon as it becomes available. So is there anything else you guys want to throw out there before we close it out with What a Ride?
What would I say to everybody listening?
Definitely come watch our show. Like, everyone's listening, come to our shows, you know. We'll be able to meet everyone, and we want to show you, like, what we like to do. And
show you what we're all about and what we give out to the world.
We promise we won't disappoint.
You'll be very impressed.
Thanks. There it is. Well, the number one fan.
Thank you.
The manager.
It's been a real pleasure, and I tried to convince you guys to sneak peek a couple of your other songs, but you're really holding them for the big release, which I can't blame you for. But I'm gonna have to have you back now as more songs come out, because I'm gonna need to be able to play them.
Oh, definitely,
plus, you know,
definitely.
Especially because all the songs, like, they each have like their own feeling and vibe to them.
Different emotions, very emotional.
Yeah, so I'm really looking forward to that. So I'm telling you now, you're going to have to come back, because also it makes me look cool to Megan, so, you know.
Megan, if you're listening, hello.
I'm sure she will be hearing this. She's going to be – I'm actually getting ready to go have dinner with her. I just picked up her big brother at the bus station. He's here for the weekend, so we're all going to go have dinner. So I'll tell her you guys say hi.
Yes, please do.
All right,
Mike
doesn't
beat you to it through Snapchat.
Yeah,
I was going to say, Mike might beat me to it, but thank you for being here. This is Anthony, Joe, Mike, and Grace Trilly, four of the powers that be behind the Flukes. We're missing Kyle Mystery, but he is definitely with us in spirit, and we're going to close it out now with What a Ride.
And thank you very much
for
having
us.
Thank you. Kyle, we love you.